I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The beauty of nature, music, and photography will converge in the Four Seasons of the Mackenzie River, presented by the Eugene Symphony in association with Mackenzie River Trust and Travel Lane County, as the symphony performs Vivaldi's classic The Four Seasons, featuring soloist Rachel Barton Pine on violin. Images of the Mackenzie River by local photographers will be projected above. The February 15th concert at the Holt Center in Eugene will also feature nature-inspired works by Edward Elgar and Gabriella Smith. With me in the KLCC studios, our symphony conductor and music director, Francesco Lecce Chong, and Mackenzie River Trust's executive director, Joe Mall. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, what inspired this collaboration in the first place?
8 years ago, the Mackenzie River Trust, as a land and water conservation group, said to itself, let's reach out to the community more. Let's embrace the arts. Let's bring people in to think about the river from the perspective of music, of literature, of performance, of movies. And since then, we've had at least an annual event based along the concept of a living river. And I think this built from that.
I would think for you, Francesco, this would provide some interesting perspective in the sense that you're relatively new in our community, and the river is a significant part of our community as well. So what is this helping you learn about the new community you're a part of?
Yeah, this has been a very interesting project for me because I'm the one benefiting from this wonderful collaboration in many respects, because when I joined on, this was all said and done and people were already submitting photos to be shown during the performance. That's what's been incredible about watching this project develop and the excitement generated around it is that it's not just, oh, let's try to add something to Vivaldi's Four Seasons. But really, it's getting the community involved in the Four Seasons and celebrating what's special about Eugene with the Four Seasons. And I think that says a lot about this community, about their excitement about the city in general, about arts and culture, about conservation, all of these issues kind of coming together. I never saw that coming, honestly, when I first saw this project. And I'm just overjoyed to feel the excitement and the buzz around a project like this.
What does Rachel Barton Pine on the violin bring to this particular performance?
She has such a wonderful way of approaching this piece, and I'm so looking forward to working with her because I see this music in much the same way as her, that this is some of the most innovative music ever written. You know, for 300 years ago, incredibly far thinking, but even nowadays, there are sections that I listen to, and when you really think about what Vivaldi was trying to accomplish, the amount of description in the music itself, like what he's trying to hear, raindrops, a dog barking, a drunk person stumbling, like it's all in the music, and we have to try to convey that. This is not a concerto grosso. This is music that is cinematic. And you have to go all out to do that. And I know she brings that kind of approach to the piece. With her playing violin and me playing harpsichord, there's limitless possibilities for how we can achieve that in this music. So I think she'll bring something really special to this performance.
Joe, what aspects of the river and its own cinematic nature, you might say, are you trying to bring as well and the experience of the river?
For many of us in this community, the river is very familiar, perhaps in the way that a Vivaldi concerto is familiar to people immersed in music. Recognizing that the river across our true four seasons is a very different thing between a high winter flow, a low summer flow, and all of those in between. And anything we can do to help evoke the value that the river brings this community benefits the river itself. And that is where the arts come in. The arts really help us recognize that beauty and value of the familiar.
So how does this then help your conservation work with Mackenzie River Trust?
You know, the more people that we can reach amid the clamor of information and attention grabbers and distractions that are out there, the more people we can engage in that conversation to say, hey, this river is important and it is something that is the basis for community. And there will be more people coming And what we choose to do with the river as our area grows are really fundamentally important questions.
Also on this program, besides Vivaldi and the Four Seasons, there are two other nature-inspired pieces. Let's talk about Gabriela Smith's piece, first of all, a young composer inspired by Point Reyes in California. On a musical side, how does this fit into the program?
Well, you know, we were talking about how Vivaldi is at the forefront of innovative techniques and sounds 300 years ago. And I thought, well, can we show the work that is being done now in this same area? And Gabriela Smith, I have to say, I think is at the forefront, especially in this piece, Tumblebird Contrails, of finding this spectacular sound in the orchestra. It almost sounds like she's inserted like synthesizers into the orchestra, but it's all created naturally through the instruments, the sounds of what it would be to be on the ocean side, what kind of things you would hear, the kind of sensations you would have. It's all in that music. It's some of the most picturesque music I've ever heard. It kind of transcends melody and harmony. Like, you can't even describe the piece in terms of the way we normally describe music. It's just the soundtrack of the ocean, if you will. It's absolutely exhilarating. I'm so very excited that we can show this contrast, you know, composers 300 years apart, both pushing the possibilities of what music can achieve.
And the program is rounded out by Edward Elgar's In the South, Alassio, which was inspired by a vacation on the Italian Riviera. How does that fit in?
So for this piece, Elgar is really just summing up what it means to be in nature. And so rather than going for that outside look that we get in the Vivaldi and the Smith, in this we have the feeling of relaxing, of abandonment, of joyfulness, of basically what it means to be on vacation. I mean, the guy must have loved his vacations because, you know, we think of Elgar in terms of pomp and circumstance, you know, these marches, even like Enigma variations. You know, his most famous work is these tiny sets of 2-minute variations. This is one 20-minute long stretch of music, and it's everything we love about Elgar, those beautiful harmonies and melodies and rich orchestrations. But then it's this abandon, just like letting go of any inhibitions. And the music just flows out in a way that I think is unique for Elgar. I mean, this is one of my favorite works by him. It's not as well known as I think it should be, and which is why I'm so excited to have it on this program.
Is there anything else, Joe, you'd like to add about the experience or the immediacy of the performance?
Imagine yourself in a raft on the Mackenzie River. You get in, you're a little hesitant if you haven't been in it before. You make it through your first rapid, maybe with a little trepidation. By the third or fourth rapid, you're screaming. You're a child again. And that immediacy of experience, not just watching it on a YouTube video, but getting your feet wet, getting your feet dirty, planting a tree, holding a fish in your hand. Those sorts of immediate experiences that we have, I think they come back to us when the arts and great music like this uplifts us.
Well, you realize the next step in this whole process is next time you do this performance, the symphony will be in the rafts coming down the river while
there
performing.
Go. That's the dream.
That's part of next season, right? Francesco Lecce-Chong, music director and conductor of the Eugene Symphony, and Joe Mall, executive director of Mackenzie River Trust. Along with Travel Lane County, they present the Four Seasons of the Mackenzie River at the Holt Center in Eugene on Thursday, February 15th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets and information at eugenesymphony.org and holtcenter.org. Also see mackenzieriver.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.